Today, my dear faithful, is Septuagesima Sunday. And the epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 9. Brethren, know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And everyone that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things. And they indeed that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. I therefore so run, not as at an uncertainty. I so fight, not as one beating the air, but I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps when I preach to others, I myself should become a castaway. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And all in Moses were baptized in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. And they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with the most of them, God was not well pleased. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like to a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you what shall be just." And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did in like manner. But about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing, and he saith to them, "Why stand you here all the day idle?" They say to him, "Because no man hath hired us." And he saith to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." And when evening was come, the lord of the vineyard saith to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their hire, beginning from the last even to the first." When therefore they were come that came about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first also came, they thought that they should receive more, and they also received every man a penny. And receiving it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, "These last have worked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us that have borne the burden of the day and the heats." But he, answering, said to one of them, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take what is thine, and go thy way. I will also give to this last even as to thee. Or is it not lawful for me to do what I will? Is thy eye evil because I am good? So shall the last be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, begins the season of Septuagesima. That is a time of preparation for Lent. Lent is on the horizon when we will practice penance, fasting, and sacrifice to commemorate our Lord's 40-day fast, which he made before he began his public ministry. According to our human nature that always seeks comfort, Lent is a season of sorrow, especially in contrast to the season that we just finished, the joyful time of Christmas. To ease us from the Christmastide into the penitential season, the Church gives us the time of Septuagesima. The fast has not yet begun, but the vespers are violet, a symbol of penance. The Gospel and Epistle were also specifically chosen to help in this turn from joy to sacrifice. For the parable in today's gospel tells us, at the first hour, then third hour, the sixth, the ninth, and at the 11th hour, the owner of the vineyard went out to call for laborers. He needed men to work. They were to labor in the early morning, work under the noonday sun, struggle to do their job even unto the shadow of night. No matter what time they were called, these workmen were expected to be just that, men who work, from the moment they were hired to the end of the day. For the work needed in taking care of a vineyard is a continuous labor. First, the soil must be prepared, then the holes dug, the seeds planted. The plants must be cared for, protected from frost and disease, pruned and watered. All this requires a constant, tireless effort. Now, these laborers who must work so tirelessly represent us, while the owner of the vineyard is God Almighty. The vineyard symbolizes our state in life, and the labor that they do represents our struggle to do our duties before God, to save our souls. The laborers in the vineyard went about their duties from when they were first hired to the end of the day. This day represents our life, the time for each of us to strive for salvation, while the night represents the end of our life, our death. Throughout our life, then, we are to work, striving to follow the law of God, and fulfilling the duties of our state in life. The final reward the workers receive for their labor is the reward of heaven. In this world, then, we are to work for our salvation, for we are to run the race to heaven, as St. Paul explains in today's epistle. Brethren, St. Paul says, "Know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain." What a perfect description this gives. Runners that really seek to win have one goal in front of them, the finish line. From the beginning, they push their whole selves forward, striving for that goal. They exhaust themselves, putting one foot in front of the other, over and over and over. They repeat that same task again and again, knowing that if they don't, then they will never reach their goal. Their feet pound the ground as their hearts pump in their chest and lungs scream for a pause, crying for breath. Sweat pours down their foreheads, running into their eyes. And that is where the true challenge of a run is, the fight to overcome oneself. Runners have to ignore the demands of their body that plead for a stop. They must push past the pain. They must run so that they may obtain and cross the finish line. Now, the race that St. Paul speaks of is the race to heaven. Only those win the eternal glory of heaven who run so that they may obtain the prize. We, my dear faithful, are in a race for heaven, and we run it by fulfilling our duties as a Catholic. Of course, we do not compete against each other in this race. We compete only against ourselves. Today, when I think of this racing to follow the law of God, one person especially comes to my mind. And that person is a parishioner in one of our missions who passed away just a few years ago. I spoke to him only a few times, but on those few occasions, I actually told him that he didn't need to go to Mass on Sunday, because it was just too physically difficult and even dangerous for him. You see, his lungs had deteriorated to such a degree that the least movement tired him. To walk up the stairs of the chapel and into the back pew is a distance of about maybe 20 feet. It would take a healthy person maybe 20 seconds to walk that distance. But for him, it was more like 10 or 15 minutes. And those would be grueling minutes, where every second required such a determined effort. Twice I told him he was not obliged to attend Mass, and yet each Sunday he was there at Mass anyway. He was never late either. He would arrive early so that he could be absolutely sure he would be in the pew for the very beginning of Mass. In his effort to get into the chapel, he probably gave the same amount of work as an athlete does in racing in the Olympics. Afterwards, he would be so exhausted, he would struggle to regain his breath for some time from his immense effort. And it was all because of his determination to be there at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to fulfill what he saw as his Catholic duty. This man truly loved the faith, and because of this love, he, so to speak, ran to Mass. It may have been the slowest running you've ever seen in your life, but he exhausted himself to do that 10-minute dash over 20 feet. This good soul was determined that he should win the prize of heaven. And it is exactly that determination, my dear faithful, that we must all have. Salvation is ultimately a choice. God gives sufficient grace to all to make that choice. Each person has the help needed to follow his conscience, which tells him right from wrong. Each of us has the power to turn from evil, to choose the good, and to save our soul. God gives sufficient grace to each, but he always leaves the soul free to choose to follow that grace and work out our salvation. And yes, it will be work. Times will come when you will be tempted to give up, to stop striving for virtue, to give into that vice. But eternity is at stake. If you give in, if you stop, you may lose that race for heaven. And those who lose, lose for all eternity. Eternal joy, then, or eternal misery? That is the choice each of us faces today and every day. I encourage you, then, my dear faithful, to have that same determination to save your souls. And every day, renew this decision to live your life for God. Have a firm resolution to follow the law of God, to fulfill the duties of your state in life, and keeping yourself in the state of grace. I recommend for you to choose a specific time each day to renew this determination, such as at your morning prayers or at your daily rosary. And to help you carry it out, I encourage you again to receive the sacraments frequently, to hear Mass every Sunday, and avoid the near occasions of sin. Work for your salvation, my dear faithful. Work as did the laborers in the vineyard and that parishioner in attending Mass. Run, run that you may obtain. Strive to persevere in the state of grace, and you can have the utmost confidence that you will receive the reward of everlasting happiness in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.